federal opposition is making another commitment on education today, promising a calculator to enable parents to find out how much money their child's school will get under its policy. Tanya Plibersek, the Deputy Labor Leader and Shadow Education Minister, joined me earlier. Tanya Plibersek, thanks for joining the program. You're announcing a new funding calculator today so that parents are able to find out how much money their child's school will receive under Labor's model of funding. Are these the true figures or a rough estimate?
Well, they have to be an estimate, Sabra, because we don't have access to the full range of data that the government has. But the numbers are based on the estimated number of students at the school. That data comes from the Parliamentary Library. And then the loadings that that school attracts, loadings for socioeconomic disadvantage, the number of Indigenous children, children from non-English speaking background, children with a disability, and the size and the remoteness of the school also feature. So it's an estimate, but it's a pretty accurate estimate of the extra funding that each school will get in the first 3 years of a Labor government.
And how will that be paid for?
Well, we've announced a lot of savings measures already, but we'll be announcing another one today that again closes down tax loopholes that tax-avoiding individuals and multinational companies use. I don't know whether your listeners know, but it's a tax deduction to fly to your tax haven to check on your tax-avoiding investments there. That's just one example of the loophole we'll be closing down today.
So it's additional to the other measures that you've got in place, curbing negative gearing, capital gains tax deductions, lifting the top marginal tax rate, ending cash refunds for excess franking credits and clamping down on trusts.
And you forgot to add the other one, which is limiting the amount you can deduct for managing your tax affairs to $5,000 a year. So as you mentioned, Sabra, there's a whole range of things we're doing because we're prioritising investing in our children's schooling. I mean, Sabra, parents spend a lot of time thinking about their kids' education, sometimes lying awake at night, wondering whether their kids keeping up with the other kids, whether they're being stimulated enough, whether they've got the right subject selection, whether they're learning the skills and knowledge that will help them get the jobs of the 21st century. We invest a lot of time and thought in our own children's education. Surely it's important that as a nation, as a government, we invest that same sort of priority in our children's education. And if we have to close down tax loopholes to do so, I'm up for that.
All right. The government recently announced $4 billion extra for the Catholic and independent sector. Will a future Labor government honour that commitment as well?
Well, we stood with the Catholics and Independents from day one and said that their funding should not be cut and it should be restored.
Sorry,
and we've said
so
that for public schools
as
well. Well, Sabra, there's two things that I'd like to say about this. We have asked for several briefings.
It's just a straight...
We will honour the commitment to restore every dollar cut from Catholic and independent schools, but we don't know how this money will be distributed. We've asked for briefings from the government. We've received no briefing from the government. And just incidentally, the minister himself has said that this funding may be held hostage subject to negotiations with the states.
Funding agreements. It's still not a clear yes or no. We're not sure.
We will restore the funding. We will restore the funding, but we have not seen from the government how they propose to distribute this funding. We can't commit to a funding model, a distribution model that we haven't seen. So the dollars are there. We will restore every dollar cut from Catholic and independent schools. And Sabra, wouldn't it be good if the government would say that they will restore every dollar of the $14 billion they've cut from public schools? That's what's missing here. We stood with Catholic and independent schools from the beginning and said they should not have their funding cut. They should have their funding restored. Why won't the same apply for public schools? Because this government doesn't care about the 2.5 million children who go to public schools in this country, and we stand with them as well.
Sorry, they would probably argue that they've also announced a policy of $28 billion extra for education.
Extra on what? Extra on the $30 billion that the Abbott government tried to cut. I mean, this is ridiculous. They are in total $17 billion short if Labor's original funding formula had been followed.
Let's talk about what you're proposing to do.
We're proposing to restore every dollar that's been cut by the Liberals.
When should parents expect to see a reciprocal improvement in their kids' education attainment for this increased spending?
Well, they already saw the beginnings of an improvement in their children's education with the first tranche of needs-based funding. And then
the Vandals
were elected and not only removed the funding, but removed all of the reforms that went with the funding. So for 5 years, we've had no reform agenda.
And my question to you is, when should parents expect to see a reciprocal improvement under Labor's plan?
They should see improvement as soon as new teachers are hired, as soon as new teacher aides are employed in schools, as soon as teachers are able to afford more time with individual students. That's from the beginning of this extra funding flowing. But, Sabra, what's tragic about this is we've had 5 years of wasted time where Christopher Pine came in and said, the reform agenda was just so much red tape.
You've just said when they see extra teachers and aides, but also under the NAPLAN tests, when should parents see or expect by when, you know, 2022, 2025, that they're actually going to see improvements in what their kids are learning at school?
NAPLAN's not the only measure of success in schools, Sabra. It's an important snapshot in time, but parents will tell you that there are many measures of how their kids are performing at school, including being happy to go to school because they're getting the one-on-one attention that they need. So parents will see improvements as soon as extra funds begin to flow, and over time we'll see improvement in test results. But I don't think that should be the only measure that we judge this by. We need gifted and talented kids who are performing great in tests to be able to make the most of their gifts. That won't show up as an improvement in NAPLAN, but it will show up as an improvement in our education system.
Tanya Plibersek, thank you for joining AM this morning.
It's a pleasure.
The Shadow Education Minister, Tanya Plibersek.